This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of August 11th. Holy cow, summer's almost gone. This month's Farm Journal Ag Economist Monthly Monitor survey found that 53% of agricultural economists that were surveyed in July believe that nearly all of the row crop side of agriculture is currently in a recession. They point out that farmers and ranchers are used to dealing with uncertainty, but President Trump's trade war is making their job a whole lot tougher due to the rising cost of crop inputs that include fuel, fertilizer, equipment repairs and replacements, and other miscellaneous crop inputs, which are causing cash flow drain for many ag producers. Another troubling factor is that agricultural markets have become quite volatile due to Trump's imposing tariffs on almost all of our trading partners in a confusing mishmash of rates that simply have no rhyme nor reason. While everyone in Congress is focusing on tariffs, wrangling over a new farm bill continues, though the reports that Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is becoming less optimistic that a new farm bill will be completed this year because the August recess is coming up. Then there are week-long breaks on the legislative calendar in both September and October. Also, senators will be focused on considering a variety of nominations for federal judges, ambassadors, and various positions within the executive branch. So maybe a farm bill will be considered in November. Well, the Senate will be gone for the second week of the month to observe Veterans Day. Then it'll be out of the office another week at the end of the month for Thanksgiving. Well, how about December? Well, there is, of course, the 10-day break for Christmas. So some Senate observers are betting that we won't see a new farm bill until sometime in 2026, or maybe even into 2027. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about the plan to once again move more than half of the U.S. Department of Agricultural staff out of Washington, D.C. to other locations in the country to supposedly bring the agency's workforce closer to the people it serves. But many observers contend that that's already the case. The USDA has a long history of being a field-based department with employees stationed in hundreds of towns across the rural countryside, which places about 90% of the agency's almost 100,000 employees in areas located outside of the Washington, D.C. area. But one of the most troubling moves the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, and company is making involves the dismantling of research resources. On the chopping block is the George Washington Carver Center in Beltsville, Maryland, which is one of the largest and most comprehensive agricultural research facilities in the world. There are hundreds of buildings on more than 6,500 acres where a diverse range of research is conducted by world-renowned scientists that are studying crops, livestock, human nutrition and food safety, grain quality, environmental issues, and much more. The proposal calls for the gradual closing of the center over several years and then continuing with research somewhere else. But such a move may dismantle much of this research, because some scientists may leave because they don't want to relocate, and the interdisciplinary collaboration across disciplines will be gone, and the long-term field studies that are now being conducted at the Beltsville Center can't be picked up and moved elsewhere because they are attached to land, not to a laboratory. It seems that this plan has changed simply for the sake of making a change. Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.